Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we had, incredibly, folks, we had the best day yesterday. It wasn't incredible that we had the best day on the website, but it was incredible, the number. It was just a really astounding number, and I just want to thank all of you who've been checking out our website, who've been enjoying it and using it, and the number of page views per visitor. Now, I don't know who's coming in. We don't track that. We don't keep up with you that way. You get to benefit from our site anonymously. That's fine. We love it when you do that, but the number, what's amazing to me, what's really, and I shouldn't say amazing, what's really gratifying to me, it makes me very happy, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're approaching a 10 to 1 page view ratio. Typically, anywhere from 5 to 10 pages per visitor. And if you know very much about the internet, you know that's pretty darn good. And that tells me that we're delivering something that's useful. We're making something available that's helping you. And that makes me so happy, because that's what we've been working hard for around here. So those of you who've been on the website, using it to your advantage, congratulations. Please keep doing it. It's all for free, thanks to our great sponsors and my organization. And those of you who haven't been there yet, look what you're missing. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out my website and subscribe to my newsletter and subscribe to our blog. We have a blog there as well. It's a multimedia blog. How long has it been since you've seen one of those? So check that out when you get a chance. Andy Wren is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of Wren Associates, and he's in the CCTV business. And I've asked him to join us to tell us what that means. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's good to have you here. And now, CCTV. Tell us what that means.
Well, it's closed-circuit television, and it's actually a little bit of a misnomer these days as we've moved into a digital platform, and it's really opened up and been able to move outside of that traditional closed loop that you would have in one location. So a lot of exciting things happening in the video space.
Because what you're saying is the closed loop being the closed-circuit idea, that just within the environs of the property, but you're saying nowadays it's not necessarily just within that environment.
That's true. Video had traditionally been in the domain of a security department, and traditionally had also been in found mostly in larger organizations.
Right.
There were some cost issues. What has happened in the last 5 to 7 years, as technology has advanced, some of those costs have been able to come down and been able to open that up to a greater range of people. And also, the biggest platform shift for us is probably the move from analog, which was the cumbersome VCR types of tapes,
right,
to a digital medium. And that's allowed us to, you know, move that around like data packets you would on your network for other purposes.
Right. Well, the other thing is that with closed circuit television, the presumption is that the recording and the collection and the storage of everything that's happened, that's been seen by the camera, is on the property. But I would assume that today with the internet, application service providers, I guess that maybe that's what you guys are doing as well, would allow for some of that to take place offsite.
That is something that is possible. There are still some constrictions. Video is a very large file format. It's
right.
Not like moving some of your documents around the organization.
Right.
So as long as you can kind of manage that bandwidth allocation, there are certainly opportunities to do that.
All right. Well, a lot of small businesses have security systems. By the way, folks, if you have a small business and you don't have some kind of security system, I really think you're making a mistake. I really think if you have to eat bologna a couple of times a month for the next 6 months to in order to afford it, you ought to do that. Because I'll tell you, Andy, when I walk in my building, and you know, I don't have to tell you, a business owner turns the lights on and we turn the lights off. And so, you know, I'm usually the one who turns the system on or turns it off in the morning and turns it on in the evening. And I like walking in my building, you know, and hearing that alarm warning go off, knowing that nobody's been in my building since the last time I turned it on. And so I just encourage folks to get some kind of a security system. And I think, Andy, and this is something you're going to get to with a CCTV, I think people would be surprised at how inexpensive basic security is, at least.
That's true, and you're exactly right. People that don't take security as seriously as maybe they should are the ones who have these catastrophic events. We've seen a lot of small business owners that when somebody comes in and either vandalizes or steals some of their something from their workplace, it's a lot tougher to overcome that, whereas there's redundancy in a larger organization a lot of times. So you're exposed there.
Well, my reason for saying that, Andy, was because if we're going to talk about closed circuit television security, you know, we first got to get them to get the basic security for small business owners, which is where I want to go right now. Why, you said a minute ago that CCTV has typically been the domain of the product purchased by larger companies, but technology and other influences, not the least of which company your own company has contributed significantly to this, because you're not only a service provider, but you are a manufacturer of these technologies, an international manufacturer. But the thing is that all of this has gotten to the point, as has many technologies, to the point where small businesses can afford them and can justify the expense.
That's exactly right. One of the things that's really exciting for the small business market today is, because some of these technologies, and we can talk a little bit about some of the integration of video into other platforms, we've seen small business be able to really benefit the way a large organization who had invested millions of dollars and millions of man hours of resource time to develop processes and procedures, we can automate a lot of that and utilize video to provide that same sort of result that, you know, traditionally was just cost prohibitive and time prohibitive for the small business owner.
Well, and one of the things that I'll tell you what, let's stay on that cost thing for a second. Let's say we've got a 4,000 square foot building. How much has the technology come down in terms of price? What would it cost? Just give us an idea, a rough idea of what would it cost to provide video security for, say, a 4,000 square foot building and a parking lot.
Well, that's a tough question.
I know. We ask the tough questions right
here. That's good. I like the tough questions. There are so many variables that come with that. One of the things that we see as a major problem for a lot of small business owners is they don't have some sort of a professional guidance on how to install and deploy a system.
Right.
And as a manufacturer, it's we're a step or two removed from that a lot of times.
Right. What would it cost, $3,000, $5,000?
You know, if you used, from a fully installed perspective, $1,500 a camera.
Okay.
That might be a good start.
And you could probably do it with a couple of cameras and a lot, depending on how you set them up.
Without a doubt.
Maybe three. Okay, maybe three. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Andy Wren. He's our new friend. We're talking about closed circuit television security for your business. It might be in your future, and it might be sooner than you think. To make you say that you love. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Andy Wren of Wren Associates. That's W-R-E-N is the name, just like the bird. Andy, and by the way, folks, we're talking about security, primarily video security. Andy, I've always wanted to have, I've had security systems in my homes and in my businesses for 25 years. And I believe in them, and it makes me feel good when I go away and, you know, and come back and know that things are locked up and they're okay. But I've always wanted to have this little thing on my property, outside my property, that was like a little trip. A sensor that if somebody came on my property and they were in a place where they really shouldn't be, especially at night, that that a little recording would, when the sensor picked him up, a little recording would say, "Hello, thanks for coming. Smile for the camera."
Right.
And then a little strobe would hit him, you know.
Well, there.
Have you ever done that? Can you help me find somebody who could do that for me?
I'll tell you what. That's actually something. When we talk about technology advances, video can drive a lot of that. The value of video, primarily, is that as humans, we process visually. You know, seeing is believing.
Right.
You'd much rather trust something that you see a picture of versus somebody telling you about it. And today, with some video motion detection and video analytics, which is a little more detailed, we're able to, in essence, draw a box in a video picture of that camera of your gate. When somebody passes through there at a certain time that you've set, we can send relay outputs to play that message and also turn on your light.
Wow.
So now, that's the thing that's pretty common, actually.
Are you also saying that the video wouldn't run until it sees motion?
It can do that as well.
So it sits there idle until it sees motion, and then it starts up and records it, and when the motion stops, it shuts down.
That's right.
All right. Now tell us about your company.
Well, Wren Associates is a manufacturer of closed-circuit television equipment, and we were founded by my father in 1983. So we've got a little longevity in a business that has quite a few folks coming and going over the last 10 years.
Right. How many employees?
We've got about 70 folks that work for us.
And you got operations in how many countries?
Well, that we own fully just here in the U.S.
Okay.
Based in Missouri, we've got our manufacturing there, and then our sales and marketing offices are in Atlanta, Georgia.
But you do international business too, don't you?
We do.
Yeah. All right. So now, but now we wouldn't do business directly with you as a consumer. We would do business through a reseller.
That is correct.
All right. But so some security company in our hometown, we could ask them for the Wren products.
That's right. Or we could put you in touch with those folks through our dealer network in the United States as
would
well.
Would we be able to find out who those people are on your website?
We certainly could get
that. Why don't you give us that, please?
It is WrenAssociates.com.
Right.
WrenAssociates.com.
All right. Now, let's talk about the security issues inside the building and the challenges you have with employees and what they would consider to be, maybe they wouldn't like being watched. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure can. You know, there's always been that Orwellian fear that Big Brother's looking down on us. We
right.
think that's minimized significantly over the recent years. One, CCTV and video has been around for 25 years or more, and I think as consumers are accustomed to that. There are certainly times that are maybe inappropriate for filming or
right.
video. But at the same time, as a business owner, it's your prerogative to take care of your operation and do the thing that's in your best interest. So if that means monitoring employees and making sure that you're running the operation as efficiently as you can, then you know that's something that you should do. It's always good to make folks aware that you're doing that and explain the reasons why. You alluded to earlier in the call about some of the benefit beyond the traditional security realm.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking, one of the things you could do is you could say, okay, let's videotape how the trucks are coming and going and see if we can see any unproductive activity that we can fix.
That's exactly right. We see a lot of times, too, small things that impact customer service in the retail space. For instance, do I have shopping carts available to my customers? I want a snapshot of that periodically.
All right.
I want to see if the line counts, if people are queuing up, and I need to bring in more staff to facilitate that. There are quite a few things that can benefit that. We've seen actually a big jump in the daycare space as well as the veterinary space.
I know guys who still they own a business, they still work the counter from time to time, but where their operation is, where their office is, doesn't allow them to see the counter, but they have video of the counter and they can look and see when the counter gets backed up, they hang the phone up and they go down and wait on customers.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you another thing that's a great benefit that we've seen, probably the number one value of video for small business in this new technological component is, you alluded to being the guy who comes in and flips the lights off in the morning and the last
right.
one to leave.
That's, that would be the owner.
The owner is always tethered to business. And being able to get away a little bit and still look in live remotely via the Internet. Or
now, that's very interesting there.
Right. You're able to really kind of, it's a force multiplier. You have a little bit of a presence even though you're 500 miles away.
Right, right. That's pretty cool. I actually have interviewed a guy who's in the construction business. And he has set up this kind of system, probably using your technology, and he makes it available on his website, which is not available to the general public. He builds very high end. And if they're away in France, in the south of France on vacation, they can go in on the Internet and watch the progress of their home being built.
It's a great application.
How about that? And I'm almost certain, Andy, that he was using your stuff.
He probably was.
Give us the website again, Andy.
It is WrenAssociates.com.
Closed circuit television. In your future, folks, sooner than you think, you might want to check it out. Ask your local provider, your local security provider, if it's something that you get him to give a proposal to you and see if you can. Thanks, Andy. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Andy Wren, ladies and gentlemen, Wren Associates. Quick break. Right back with our good buddy Jim Copeland with the Manhattan Institute. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.